whose croaking progress through an entirely different song was punctuated by bouts of off-the-beat coughing. He was accompanied by a perfectly ordinary-looking man in torn, dirty, and yet expensive clothing, whose pleasant tenor voice was drowned out by the quacking of a duck on his head. He answered to the name of Duckman, although he never seemed to understand why, or why he was always surrounded by people who seemed to see ducks where no ducks could be. And finally, being towed along by a small grey dog on a string, was foul old Ron, generally regarded in Ankh-Morpork as the deranged beggar's deranged beggar. He was probably incapable of singing, but at least he was attempting to swear in time to the beat, or beats. The wassailers stopped and watched them in horror. Neither party noticed, as the beggars oozed and ambled up the street, that little smears of black and grey were spiralling out of the drains and squeezing out from under tiles and buzzing off into the night. People have always had the urge to sing and clang things at the dark stub of the year, when all sorts of psychic nastiness has taken advantage of the long grey days and the deep shadows to lurk and breed. Lately, people had taken to singing harmoniously, which rather lost the effect. Those who really understood just clanged something and shouted. The beggars were not, in fact, this well-versed in folkloric practice. They were just making a din in the well-founded hope that people would give them money to stop. It was just possible to make out a consensus song in there somewhere. Hog watch is coming, the pig is getting fat. Please put a dollar in the old man's hat. If you ain't got a dollar, a penny will do.
And if you ain't got a penny,
foul old Ron yodeled solo, then... The duck man had, with great presence of mind, clamped a hand over Ron's mouth.
"So sorry about this," he said, "but this time I'd like people not to slam their doors on us, and it doesn't scan anywhere."
The nearby doors slammed regardless. The other wassailers fled hastily to a more salubrious location. Goodwill to all men was a phrase coined by someone who hadn't met foul old Ron. The beggars stopped singing, except for Arnold Sideways, who tended to live in his own small world.
"Nobody knows how good we can live on boots three times a day."
Then the change in the air penetrated even his consciousness. Snow thumped off the trees as a contrary wind brushed them. There was a whirl of flakes, and it was just possible, since the beggars did not always have their mental compasses pointing due real, that they heard a brief snatch of conversation.
"It just ain't that simple, master, that's all I'm saying."
"It is better to give than to receive, Albert."
"No, master, it's just a lot more expensive. You can't just go round..."
Things rained down on the snow. The beggars looked at them. Arnold Sideways carefully picked up a sugar pig and bit its nose off. Foul old Ron peered suspiciously into a cracker that had bounced off his hat and then shook it against his ear. The duck man opened a bag of sweets. "Ah, humbugs," he said. Coffin Henry unlooped a string of sausages from around his neck.
"Bugger it," said foul old Ron.
"It's a cracker," said the dog, scratching its ear. "You pull it."
Ron waved the cracker aimlessly by one end.
"Oh, give it here," said the dog, and gripped the other end in its teeth.
"My word," said the duck man, fishing in a snowdrift. "Here's a whole roast pig, and a big dish of roast potatoes miraculously uncracked. And look, look, isn't this caviar in the jar? Asparagus, potted shrimp. My goodness, what were we going to have for Hogswatch dinner, Arnold?"
"Oh, boots," said Arnold.
He opened a fallen box of cigars and licked them.
"Just old boots?"
"Oh, no, stuffed with mud and with roast mud. Scud mud, too, I've been saving it up."
"Now we can have a merry feast of goose."
"All right. Can we stuff it with old boots?"
There was a pop from the direction of the cracker. They heard foul old Ron's thinking brain dog growl.
"No, no, no. You put the hat on your head and you read the humorous mutter."
"Millennium end and shrimp,"
said Ron, passing the scrap of paper to the duck man. The duck man was regarded as the intellectual of the group. He peered at the motto.
"Ah, yes, let's see now. It says, 'Help, help, help, I've fallen in the cracker machine. I can't keep running on this roller, please get me.' Ah!"
He turned the paper over a few times. "That appears..."